The myofibrils are bundles of microfilaments, long proteins, that are capable of contracting. And the myofibrils, it's important to remember that every muscle cell is going to have hundreds or thousands per muscle cell. So the muscle cells are basically just packed with myofibrils. And the types of proteins that make up the myofibrils are the myofilaments, and there are two different kinds, the thin filaments, which are called actin, and the thick filaments, which are called myosin. And for this part, actually, I would like you to turn to, let's see if I can find a really good picture for you. There's a picture a couple pages along called the thick and thin filaments. And it's very important to get comfortable and acquainted with actin and myosin. Actin is going to be the purple, kind of a long tubular protein, and it's got kind of a glob attached to it, and that glob can move forward and back. Actin, on the other hand, is going to look like a string, a double string of pop beads or beads kind of strung together that have some other proteins wrapped around them. Kind of looks almost like barbed wire, except that it doesn't have the pointy parts. Back to actin. The actin protein is made up of a long tail, and that's the narrow portion of the myosin, and the head is the globular portion. And what's so important about the head of the myosin protein is that it can switch back and forth. So it can flip backwards or cock backwards, or it can extend forward. And here's what you need to know. Actin and myosin want to fuse together. Think of them as like teenagers. The myosin is the teenage boy and the actin is the teenage girl, and they want to get together really bad. And when they do fuse together, they form what's called cross bridges. So when the myosin head fuses with actin, it forms something that's called a cross bridge. And it's these cross bridges that are going to allow for muscle contraction. Now, another important part of the cell is, or muscle cell, are the mitochondria, and you may remember these from cell biology. These are the energy-generating organelles of the cell, and what they do is they utilize oxygen to provide ATP to fuel the muscle contraction, and you'll find out later why the ATP is so needed, but you probably suspected that ATP would be needed for muscle contraction because any kind of cellular work, for the most part, is powered by ATP. Now, the last anatomical part of the inside of a muscle that you need to know, this is back on that the structure of the skeletal muscle fiber picture, is, again, the sarcoplasmic reticulum, or sometimes referred to as the SR. And we've already talked about it a little bit. It's like the endoplasmic reticulum in that it's a series of membranes, and they surround the myofibrils. And part of the sarcoplasmic reticulum are the terminal cisternae, which these areas of the sarcoplasmic reticulum are packed with calcium. They hold little vesicles or little membrane-bound packages of calcium, which can be released into the myofibrils when an action potential arrives down the T-tubule to the sarcoplasmic reticulum. Now, that may not seem like a big deal right now, but it is very important. It's going to be essential to muscle contraction. So remember that it's the sarcoplasmic reticulum that contains calcium, and it can release that calcium into the myofibrils.